Pickens passing perfect for Panthers, okay to face guard, and be it resolved. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Waterville Eaton in Southwest Michigan has a top-notch quarterback this year in Zach Pickens, and he put on a show last week against Buchanan, throwing for 5 touchdowns and running for 4 more. Pickens was 12 for 19 passing for 358 yards and led the Panthers in rushing with 21 carries for 138. He gives all the credit to the big guys up front.
I couldn't have done anything without the line. I mean, on the traps, Blake Kinsler and Nutcher, or Matthew Nutcher, they're both phenomenal guards. It starts with the line. I mean, I give all the credit to them.
For the season, Pickens has completed over two-thirds of his passes and has 8 touchdowns. He's also a standout on Waterville Eats baseball team. The 2-0 Panthers face their toughest test of the young season this Friday, hosting Maple City Glen Lake, a Division VI finalist a year ago.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to that game since I found out about it. Our team, I feel like we have the potential to go to state, but after playing Glen Lake, we're going to see what we're really about.
Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Lincoln Alcota boys soccer goalie Connor McCoy, who had 25 saves and a 5-2 win last week over Saginaw Novell, and Alexis Karras of Midland Dow, who shot a 39 in leading the Chargers to a girls' golf quadrangular match win in Saginaw Valley League play last week. Breakfast is really the most important meal of the day. Break the fast before strenuous workouts. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Today in our final segment of a three-part series on the football rule changes for the 2017 season, we're going to be looking at three items. On passing plays, pass interference will no longer be called when the defender is simply face-guarding the receiver with no contact. Also, in the final 2 minutes of a half, the team accepting a penalty will now have the option of restarting the game clock with the snap of the ball rather than the referee's ready-for-play signal. And this is the second year of an experiment in Michigan with a 40-second play clock, which starts shortly after a play is over, replacing the 25-second play clock, which was always started by the referee marking the ball ready for play.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Visit the MHSAA website now to be a referee. The fallout from college football's latest strike in its own arms race is still being thrown back in its face. Coaches at FBS schools continue to voice their opposition to playing their games on Friday, respecting the tradition of the prep game and their talent pipeline. A number of games originally scheduled for Fridays this fall, Michigan State at Northwestern for one, are now back on Saturday because of local pushback from the host school and the community. Michigan and the other states, which make up the membership of the National Federation of State High School Associations, joined together a few weeks ago to collectively draw a line in the sand, issuing a resolution that urges schools and teams at the college and professional levels to honor that long-standing tradition and schedule games on other days. Here's how it reads. Be it resolved that every Friday night during the fall in America is high school football night. Be it further resolved that college and professional football teams should refrain from scheduling contests on Friday nights. Such restraint would be an investment in their own future success. It would also demonstrate that high school football has value well beyond the field of play. Schools, communities, and scholastic teams for girls and boys all benefit when football is strong. We've said it here before. Nothing matches a high school football Friday night for what it does to showcase everything that's good about our schools, and that night needs to be reserved exclusively for the preps. High schools do depend on Friday night games to help pay the bills, which are meager when you think about the value they provide, and especially when compared to the ever-growing, money-hungry beast called big-time college sports. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.